Blog Talk Radio.
Diana Radio.
I am all that God created me to be. Yeah, yeah.
S-Y-A-N-A, that stands for sister. You are not alone. Matthew 28:20b says, lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Isn't it wonderful to know that you're never by yourself? Your mom, your sister, your friend, your spouse may not be there, but God is always there with you. No matter what you're going through, he is always there. And I thank God for him because he's been there for me for in many situations, and I just thank God for that. And I thank you, thank God that you are here with us this evening.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
As you join us every Tuesday, I hope you're joining with us every Tuesday evening. I want you to go take this time to go ahead and text your friends, text them and tell her, hey, Siena Radio is on. Don't forget, you got to call in on 319-527-6740. Or tell them to just pull us up on the World Wide Web at blogtalkradio.com/HopeCity. That's blogtalkradio.com/HopeCity. And they can go on and listen to us as well. And please don't forget to subscribe to the show. When you log on to blogtalkradio.com/HopeCity, there's a little button there that says subscribe. When you subscribe, you get to know when we're on. You get to know what topics we're doing. You can go back and listen and share it, all that kind of good stuff. So it's important for you to subscribe. Touch yourself and say, I must subscribe because I don't want to miss a thing. You don't want to miss anything when it comes to the Siena Radio Show. That's right, the Siena Radio Show. And we are always coming with you every Tuesday, and I'm so glad that you are here. I hope you had a wonderful day. I hope that you are home resting, got the kids in bed, had cooked your dinner, had dinner and everything. Now you just want to relax with us. But also, I'm always glad to hear your feedback. So don't forget to leave comments on the Blog Talk Radio page. You can also email us at Siena, S-Y-A-N-A, at hopetouch.org, because we are here for you. That's right. We are here for you. So the only way we can have a great show is that great people like yourself participate and let us know what you want to talk about. And we'll be glad to try to incorporate these ideas because you all are so smart. Y'all are so smart and so intelligent, and you know what you need. And guess what? I just want to be used by God to find a way to help you get what you need. So just let us know what you need, and we'd be glad to incorporate that on our radio show. And as always, I love for your participation. I love for you to let it be known that you are here, that you're listening. And that just means so much to me, so much to me. Because, again, for you, all of you who do not know, I am your host, First Lady Terry Stevens of the Hope Christian Center Church in Brooklyn, New York. That's right, Hope Christian Center, where Pastor Tyrone Stevenson is our pastor. Woo, woo! Yes, yes, yes. Awesome, wonderful man of God. And that's where we are. So if you're ever in Brooklyn, please come and join us. Watch us on the internet. Whatever you, we're there for you. We are there for you. And I'm really glad this evening, as you all know, believe it or not, we only have a few more weeks in the year 2017. How about that? Hopefully you all are ready for Christmas shopping. You're almost done or just getting started. Or if you're like me, you haven't started yet. I have yet to start. But hey, I always get it done. In the end, I'm always coming through. This year, we're doing a lot more outreaches. We're reaching out to some other people, some other organizations, and doing things with our church. And we as a family, we too are doing some things because I want to instill in my children that although they are blessed to receive, everybody's not always as blessed. And although they might not get everything that they want, they are still blessed. And we are all blessed. So if I can find a way for us to show love and show appreciation for other people, that it would be a benefit to all of us, So I want to encourage everybody, hey, don't put the pressure on you about gift, you know, buying gifts and everything. Put the pressure on you to just say thank you to Jesus and let him know that we appreciate you. So that's a very, very important. So tonight, we are going to be talking with the topic, I got the goods. I like that one. I got the goods. That's right. Because it's not just gift goods. Now let's talk internal. Let's talk as an individual, the goods that you have. Because God has given us all goods. He's given us all something that can be used inside of us. That everything about a person is not bad. Everything about a person is not good. But I guarantee you, if you let the good rise up, it'll overpower the bad. And I just know that all of us, each one of us, I don't care of your age, I don't care your nationality, it doesn't matter. All of us have some good in us. And that's just the gifts that God has given each one of us. And I want all of us to understand, all of us to know, that you have a gift inside of you. That's right. You have gifts inside of you. Now, I don't know if you don't even think you do. I don't know if you know what they are. I don't know any of that. And that's not the goal here. Is not just to say, okay, I don't have any goods, because you do. Everyone has goods. Romans 11:29 talks about the gifts of God. And his call that is upon you is irrevocable. You know, he gives us all gifts, because the one thing I like is that these are not man-made gifts. These are not things that we have come into liking and say, I'm just going to pick that up, or I'm just going to learn that, or I'm going to learn how to do that. I am talking about the gifts that gives you this burning desire inside of you. Every day, if we're honest with ourselves, there is a gift that is stirring in us every single day. And those gifts have to be used by God. I believe we do a disservice to God. We do a disservice for our mankind, for our community, for our church, for our families, and to ourselves when we do not use the gifts that God has actually given us. And I know many of you may say, yeah. How do I find my gift? What is my gift? I don't know what my gift is. You know, I hear these questions all the time. How do I know what my gift that God has given me? Well, you know, I just want to talk through a few ways that you can help determine what your gift is. Now, when I help you to determine what your gift is, you've got to make up your mind that once you find out what your gift is, that you're actually going to use it for the glory of God. What difference does it make to find a precious jewel and hide it? What good is that? Anybody ever lost something in the ground, a ring or anything, a necklace, and then you go out there and say, you know what, I'm probably not going to find it, but then when you find it, boy, do you hold on to that piece of jewelry, to that special thing. You're going to put it to where you will know where it is, that you can see it, and the way you're going to clean it up, and you're going to use it, and you're going to make sure that it does not get lost again. I want to know that you all have a mindset to say, once I know what my gift is, I will not let it get lost. I will not hide it. I will not let it be tainted, but I will shine it up. I will use it for the glory of God. And let my light so shine, because everybody has a light that needs to shine. So how do you figure out what your gift is? Some of you may already know. Some of you already know that you have the gift to talk. You have the gift to preach. You have the gift to teach. You have the gift to draw, do art. Some of you may already know that, but even if you know it, my question to you is, are you still using it to the max, or are you using it as a hobby? Don't use your gift as a hobby. Use your gift to make a difference in the lives of someone else other than yourself. Hobbies are usually just for us, just something to fill our space, our time, our, you know, things that we sit around and do. We just kind of fill in that time with something. But your gift is used to be used outside of yourself. So once you determine what your gift is, don't be selfish with your gift. Share your gift. I know a lot of you have heard this one question, and I'm going to give you, we're going to talk through a few questions that I just want you to ask yourself, and I want you to ponder these answers and write them down and pray about them and see what is the good that God has given you. What do you like to do? What do you like to do? Do you like cooking? Do you like drawing, writing? Do you like taking pictures? What do you like to do? And don't shortchange what you like to do and think that it may not be a gift from God. See, God gives us the gifts, and usually when he gives us a gift, it has to be something that you like. It has to be something you like. Why would God give you something you don't like and then tell you to go and use it, to tell you to go and share it, something you don't like? When you don't like something, you don't give it your all. You don't make it shine. You don't tell everybody about it. But when you like something, when you go to a restaurant, you say, oh, my God, this restaurant was amazing. The food was amazing. You go out and you do that and you share it because you want someone else to experience something that you like. Another question, if you're trying to find out what your gift is, would be one that I'm sure we hear all the time. You've probably heard this question before. What would I do if I did not get paid? What would I do if I did not get paid? That's a question, not only just one of those, you know, let's just explore some things. What would I do if I did not get paid for it? What would you do to get up every morning and do, not because you had a big salary behind it, but you knew that you would get a fulfillment out of it, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing getting fulfilled out of your gift. I know we want to say, oh, no, it's not about me. No, it's not all about you, but you are the one that God is using. So if you are being used by God, yes, you do. You do have to enjoy something. But if you did not get paid, what would you do? I don't get paid for everything that I do in my church, but I love what I do in my church. I don't even feel overwhelmed by what I do. I don't even feel annoyed by what I do, because this is something that God has given me the opportunity to do because I enjoy it. This is what I would do if I did not get paid. And the lives that have been touched because of that, that is pay, and that is enjoyment. That is fulfillment for me. And above all, I know that somebody's life is being changed because of it. I don't care if it's millions of people, thousands of people, but one person's life is being changed. I don't measure the quality of my gift by the number of people I touch. I measure the quality of my gift by the fact that lives are touched. So what would you do if you did not get paid? Here's another question for you. I don't know if you heard this one, but this is a question that will help you find out or explore the gifts that God has given you. What makes you angry? What makes you angry? Does it make you angry to see young teenage girls pregnant? Does it make you angry to see young girls walk in the street? Does it make you angry when you hear about sex trafficking? Does it make you angry when you see hungry people? Does it make you angry when you see elderly people needing help? Does it make you angry to see someone who needs a ride somewhere and can't get it? What makes you angry? Because that too will help you to decide or help you to explore within yourself what your gift is. If you see someone angry, if you get angry by some things that you see, it could be that God is giving you or helping you to see that you have an answer to that problem. If you see someone, if you see a young teenage girl and you know that she does not have anybody, could it be possible that God just wants you to start some kind of ministry, some type of mentoring to where we can help these young girls, not just before they get pregnant, but they need help after they get pregnant. They need help. Where are they going to go? Who's going to be there to teach them and to show them? What makes you angry? Does it make you angry to see somebody on the street who is cold, who could use socks and clothes and food, and you're a great cook? Does it make you angry to know that you have food in your pantry and your cupboard and that you could cook and give to someone? What makes you angry when you know that there's an elderly person right next door to you whose children don't come and spend time with them, but you can do something for them? You can cook for them. You can clean for them. What makes you angry? Your gifts don't always have to touch mass number of people. It just has to touch people. That's a question. And I know some of us don't even ask that question. What makes you angry? But these questions are ways of helping you to find out what your gift is. And of course, when all else fails, how about just pray and ask God? Because I believe many of us have prayed and asked God, and some of us have gotten our answer. I think some of us have asked God and not sure. But I think the questions after you go before God will help you to be clear on what you really do need to do and what you really need to be able to realize what your gifts are. Because, yes, you do have the goods to change someone's life. Change someone's life today and let it be yours. Let the life you change today be yours. Because once you decide, once you get clarity on what your gift is, you too become more fulfilled. You too begin to realize that your life is worth more than you can ever imagine. You too will begin to know that somebody's life is going to be changed because of you. You too will begin to realize that you have a reason to get out of bed. You too begin to realize that Jesus loves you enough to give you a gift and he won't take it back. And because he won't take it back, can we honestly say that we're going to use it for his glory? He's not one, he's not what they used to call an Indian giver. He doesn't give you something and take it back. He gives it to you, but he gives us all free will to use it, to find out what it is. We have an obligation to find out what it is. You may be one who can make someone's life change. You might be a prayer warrior. And if that's you, pray. You pray for your sister. You pray for your brother. You pray for this country. If that is your gift, then my God, then you pray. All of us have to have a prayer life. But if you know that God has given you the gift to be before God in prayer, using your prayer language, writing prayer journals, doing what you can, send out prayers to people, write out prayers to people. You know how important it would be and how impactful it would be and that someone would receive a prayer from you. Put a prayer in somebody's Christmas card and put their name at the top because you have the goods. Don't think that your good is only for the masses. Your good is for the people to be changed. I want you to know that God uses you. He's going to work through you. And he needs you. Don't you ever think that God doesn't need you, God doesn't care, and that whatever it is not important enough to be used. God doesn't make mistakes. God knows exactly what he's doing. And guess what? You are not a mistake. Just because you may not have the bank account, your name may not be in lights, your name may not be in a book, but you have a name and you have a gift. If everybody just used their gift and just touched three people, just three people, the amount of lives that we could change, the amount of lives that we could touch would be phenomenal. Be phenomenal. I challenge all of you today. I challenge all of you to go before God, ask yourself these questions. I challenge each one of you to email us at cyanahopetouch.org and let me know that you know what your gift is. And this is the key. Once you know what your gift is, don't sit on it. Why do we know what our gifts are and then we wait? You ever heard this one before? I'm going to start this ministry. I'm going to start this business. I'm going to write this book. I'm going to write that song. I'm going to go to my pastor and tell him what I want to do. And before you know it, years have passed. Not days, years have passed. So I'm challenging you all. For those of you who know your gift, start now. For those who don't know their gift, find out what it is. Ask God. Ask these questions. And once you know it, start then. And those of you who just are in the process of finding out what it is, start as soon as you find out. Encourage our children to know what their gifts are. Let's not do, now I understand that our parents did this, used to tell us to go to school, get a job. I get it. Yes, we are, because we need to be able to financially support ourselves. But sometimes our jobs is a means to us using that to help our gifts, to fund our gifts. And sometimes you won't see your gifts as a job. You will see your gift in a way in which you know that it can be beneficial and that one that you will enjoy, and you will see it as a gift. That it won't be a burden, but it will be a gift. A gift is something that once you get it, you can't wait to open it. When you get a gift, all you want to do is open up that gift, see what is in it, and all that those emotions that are going through, all that excitement, everything, when you open it and when you get it and when it's something that you have been waiting for, you can't wait to use it. You are the wrapped gift. The gift is inside of you. I can't wait for you to use your gift. I can't wait for you to get excited. I can't wait until someone else's life is touched by your gift. Don't wait. Don't wait to 2018. But don't wait another moment. Find out how to display and use your gift for the glory of God and to touch the life of others around. So I just want you all to be able to say that, you know what, I was listening to the Santa radio show and First Lady Terry Stevenson challenged me to find out what my gift is. She gave me some questions. Share those questions with someone. Because you know what? When you sit down and talk with someone else, they can help you. They might be, oh my gosh, girl, you have a gift of this. You have a gift of cooking. You have a gift, my God, of writing. You have every time you say something, it's profound. Every time you open your mouth, it sounds like a hummingbird. It's just, you have a gift. And sometimes people around you can help you figure it out. And I guarantee you, if you ask them, they'll tell you what it is. They'll be glad to tell you, oh, this is what I see in you. But go to somebody who has some sense of what I want to say, some connection with God, or someone who is serious about themselves, not somebody who you think might be jealous of you, not somebody who don't want to say anything to you because they don't want you to go any further than they are. No. Go and ask God, who is it that you should ask about your gift? And sit down and talk to them. Have lunch, have tea, have coffee, hot chocolate, do whatever. And find out what it is because you have it. You have to ask them questions to get it, and you have to pray about it. And once you do, I want you to ask God what you're supposed to do with it. I hope you all hear me, because you got the goods. Every listener, I'm telling you now, you got the goods. And take those goods and take those gifts and use it for the glory of God. I want to encourage you. I want to inspire you. I want to motivate you. And I want to say that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. God bless you. I look forward to next Tuesday, because guess what? You got the goods, and so do I, and we will talk again soon. God bless.